It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, my fellow degens, my fellow justice warriors that are striving for a future of decentralization, transparency, and controlling your data. And money that does not inflate faster than your wages. Welcome to Daily Crypto News. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024. My name is Matt. I got an email from Luca yesterday, and I want to address this because he does have a point here. He said, I want to ask you two things. With Binance's story, and you know we're talking about the story about the two executives in Nigeria, do you think it can end in tragedy? Nigeria can be very dangerous. I'm curious to how the escaped executive is. Hopefully it ends well. I noticed your tone in telling the story is a bit of lighthearted and it's a bit of a wacky story, but it feels like this could develop into something more sinister. I mean, it's already insane that a country kidnapped innocents. Well, I guess countries have done this throughout the years too, when I think about it. That was Luca's first question. And I do tell that story a little like it's a wacky story, and I do say it with a little lighthearted tone. And yeah, it could end really bad, but it's also insane. It's an insane story. And I honestly am more surprised by the insanity of it than anything else. And so, yeah, I am concerned, but it's a small concern that something bad, really bad, could happen to those executives. However, I'm more commenting, and my tone is more so from the insanity of the event, not the event itself. So, Luca, you're absolutely right. Maybe I should be a little bit more conscious of how I tell some of these stories, but it's insane. What do y'all think? Matt at dailycryptonews.net. Let me know if I should watch my tone. And Luca's second question is, what's your opinion on Kangamoon? Kangamoon? I kind of feel like Luca, you had me do this one to pump your bags. What the hell is Kangamoon? Anyway, I just looked it up, and apparently Kangamoon is going to have you embark on its quest for glory. Assemble your champions, engage in epic battles, or bet on your favorite fighters to earn $Kang, K-A-N-G tokens, and exclusive rewards. Gain control of rare NFTs, unlock exclusive content, and build alliances with fellow gamers as you ascend the ranks and leaderboards. You're going to integrate GameFi and play to earn with Kangamoon. Kangamoon. You can register with your details on their dashboard. You can log in and buy Kang now, confirm your order, and then join the community. I mean, would you be surprised if this thing rugged you before it even launched? No. Would you also be surprised if it dropped you some tokens so you can start playing this GameFi, SocialFi's play-to-earn game? No. With these boxing kangaroos. Yes, there's boxing kangaroos if you're listening on podcasts. That's what it is. It's a boxing kangaroo game. Anyway, would you be surprised? No. And so, for me, I haven't played or done anything like this in years. And I probably should, because I want to see where the technology came from. The last time I've actually kind of delved into this was back in 2018. So, there's probably been a leaps and bounds of operability, of gameplay, of rewards, of... So, I probably should. But I know if I give them any cryptos to buy their tokens, if it's a Ethereum token or a Solana token, or if I actually use my US dollars to buy this, this is wasted money. I know that this money, I've already written it off that this money is going to be gone, right? And if I do make anything from this, then yay for me. But it's like, I am paying to understand what's happening in the tech space. And that's how I think everybody should look at this. Could you ape into it and it go to the moon? Absolutely. But it's there's plenty of things to gamble on. If you choose to gamble on this one, go for it. But I look at it as if I'm going to put $100 or $1,000 into this, it's something that I'm spending for the education, not because I think it's going to earn me money. So that's the way I look at it. Thank you, Luca, for writing in. New voice engine from OpenAI only needs 15 seconds to clone a speech. OpenAI has revealed its new voice cloning technology, and they call it Voice Engine. This audio model can replicate a person's voice, intonation, and other distinctly human speech patterns based on a relatively small sample of original audio. And like I said, it only takes around 15 seconds of a sample to create a realistic voice. For comparison, AI voice platforms like 11 Labs, I don't know if you played with 11 Labs, but you can do that in about a minute. But also, for best results, it takes around 10 minutes of audio. So you just upload and upload and upload voice that you have of yourself. And then for every upload, it gets better and better and better. OpenAI wrote that we want to start a dialogue on responsible deployment of synthetic voices and how society can adapt to these new capabilities. Meta disclosed last summer that their AI voice tool was being held back specifically because of the potential risks of misuse. OpenAI continued to say that we believe that any broad deployment of synthetic voice technology should be accompanied by voice authentication experiences that verify that the original speaker is knowingly adding their voice to the service, and a no-go voice list that detects and prevents the creation of voices that are too similar to prominent figures, like politicians or actors. CEO Sam Altman revealed that the company was working to release its GPT-5 this year. If you guys know that we're on GPT-4, and if you guys are using and subscribe to GPT-4, you're probably like me and notice that it's getting worse. It actually has gotten worse over the past months, and it pisses me off because why is it getting worse? Which makes me think that they're going to launch a GPT-5, but they're scaling back their GPT-4 to make it feel like more of a jump when they actually do the jump, because it's actually going to be a GPT-4.5, but it's going to feel like a 5 because they made GPT-4 crap. P.S. I want to just point this out there, that the United States Congress and its legislation is absolutely rubbish. Now, look, I'm not a big over-legislation fan, but there are some things that we need to get right. And this isn't necessarily about AI, but I was watching something yesterday, a video on YouTube, obviously a video on YouTube, where everybody gets their news anymore. But this is serious because these are actual cases and actual facts that have been brought into light in the past recent months. Car companies are collecting a lot of your data, a lot of your data. And we're not talking about the speed, acceleration, braking, turning. We're talking about who's in the car, how many people are in the car, what they weigh. Elon Musk is on the record to say that the sensors in your seat are so good that it's possible in the future that you won't even need seatbelts because the airbag technology would be so good because it understands how you're sitting, the way you're sitting, and the airbags can be deployed in such a strategic way that it's better than a seatbelt. All by the sensors in your seat. And so with all of this sensor and all this data, they said that for some reason they can tell your sexual experiences and conversations you had in the car. Okay, fine. Really weird. But also, they're selling this data. GM, Ford, is selling your data to Equifax. Equifax, if you guys remember, the huge data company that got hacked and everybody's data was just all over there on the internet for a while. And everybody got a check because of a class action lawsuit for like 16 cents. But they are selling this data to Equifax, which then insurance companies gets this data and adjusts your premium based on how you drive. And they give you arbitrary scores. So, for example, if you accelerate quickly, brake quickly, take turns a little aggressively, which I am a very aggressive driver. I drive fast. I'm a late breaker and I love accelerating fast. But I haven't got a ticket in 25 years. Knock on wood. I haven't been in an accident either. So my insurance premiums would probably be through the freaking roof. Good thing I drive a 2011 Subaru, and it probably doesn't have any of the sensors that they're looking at. New cars do. And you know what? Because of this crap, I am never buying a new car. I'm going to continue to buy older cars because I don't want you tracking me. Anyway, U.S. Congress has no laws about this. It's absolutely insane that they just now, these companies, just go into your car and get your, not only your data, they know where you are, they know how much you weigh, they know who's in the car with you, and they sell it. to people to adjust your premiums, control your life, sell you ads. It's absolutely insane. And moving on, I guess we won't need Sarah anymore, because Sarah is an actor. Her name is Sarah Poizer, and she is now not needed for her voice acting. And this is somebody who played in Mamma Mia. The emails that she received was from an unnamed publication company that said her voice services were no longer needed by the BBC, as the broadcaster has been given permission to use AI-generated voice instead. Sorry for the delay. We had the approval from BBC to use the AI-generated voice, so we don't need Sarah anymore, says the email. Apparently, she's narrating somebody who's at end of life, so it's highly sensitive for this documentary. And so they just said, you know what? We don't need you anymore. They're also going to use this AI for the person who is almost end of life to mimic this person's voice so that they can speak throughout this documentary as well. So her agency, Sarah's agency, says that we feel that AI is a danger to the whole industry, this voiceover industry. Removing the work from artists who have been trained for years in drama school and have spent years honing their craft. What do you think of this? Let me know, matt@dailycryptonews.net, because what can we do at this point to regulate this? I don't know if there is any regulation, to be honest with you. We could say, let's make it illegal, but that's not the point. The cat's out the bag. The Pandora's out the box. You just don't put it back in. You just don't say, that seemed bad. We're going to regulate it and control it. It's now illegal or something. No. Somebody has this technology, and more people will have this technology, and more people will be out of jobs because of AI. And so what do you think the way forward for this is? Send me an email, matt@dailycryptonews.net. And finally, messaging app Telegram is going to enable its users to purchase advertisement using Tongcoin. It is going on the backs of a revenue share program they're rolling out. Apparently, if you have a subscriber channel with over 1,000 subscribers, you're going to get 50% of the ads displayed in your channel. So 50% of the revenue. And if you are somebody who wants to advertise, you can use Tongcoin. They put out their UI here, and you can make a title, add some text. You can launch it or put it on hold or put it in a draft. You can say how many times a day you want each person to see your ad, either 1 to 4. And then you could buy your ad using Tongcoin. If you want to advertise, now you can advertise on Telegram using crypto, and people will get paid as well if they're allowing ads in their channels. Now, let's see those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And before we get into crypto prices, the CFTC, the United States Commodities Futures Trading Commission, they said that Litecoin is a commodity. So therefore, it's outside the scope of the SEC. And that puts it right next to Bitcoin. I've been saying this, as soon as Bitcoin is a commodity, as soon as Bitcoin's ETF launched on the markets, I don't know why everybody's just not aping into Litecoin. It's the obvious next step. And then we could talk about Doge. Then we could talk about Bitcoin Cash and these other forks of Bitcoin. ETH is also a commodity, according to the CFTC. So we have an ETH ETF coming up in May. I think they're going to get denied. We will see. But why isn't somebody just launching a Litecoin ETF? Literally cut and copy the Bitcoin ETF, replace the ticker BTC with LTC, and you call it a day. Launch it. Let's pump the Litecoin bags. Fear greets at 82. We're extremely greeting. It is 10:24 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Bitcoin's in at $69,612, down 1.3% in 24. Ethereum's at $3,544, down 2.2%. Tether's number 3, Binance is at 588, down 2.7%. And Solana's at 195. It's down 0.7%, but we're almost at $200 again. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, USDC, Dogecoin, Cardano, and Avalanche. Everything's pretty much down besides the stable coins. The total market cap is sitting at $2.63 trillion, down 1.4%. We have a Bitcoin dominance of 52.1% and an ETH dominance of 16.2%. That's our show today. I hope everybody has a happy April Fool's, I guess. Don't fall for the tricks. I almost fell for two this morning because I forgot it was April Fool's. Anyway, happy hodling, everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.